For today, cloudy, windy at times, a shower this morning, a little rain this afternoon, high 63 inland, 67 lakeside. Chillier tonight, low 31, well inland, 41 lakeside. Tomorrow and Friday, mostly sunny. High tomorrow, 55. High Friday, 60. Racky weather. I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
In Kenosha, it is 64 degrees. 63 Burlington, Milwaukee 65. Also 64 in Racine. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
Did you ever see the movie The Fugitive with Harrison Ford?
Yes.
Of course, he plays the Chicago surgeon whose wife is murdered.
And he's accused of it.
He goes to prison. He escapes. He becomes a fugitive. And eventually, Tommy Lee Jones, who's a U.S. Marshal, catches him. And he discovers that, of course, Harrison Ford did not kill his wife. And as Tommy Lee Jones is taking Harrison Ford out of the Chicago hotel, he says it's over. And Tommy Lee Jones says to Harrison Ford, "You know, I'm glad. I am tired." That's how I feel this morning.
Oh.
Holy moly.
It's not what I remember from the movie the best, but that's all right.
No, but I was just drawing the metaphor, yeah. The analogy.
I like the part where he's in the tunnel, he tracks and they stare at each other, and Harrison Ford goes, "I didn't kill my wife," and Tommy Lee Jones goes back to him, "I don't care." Because all he's there to do is to take him in. I don't care.
Yeah.
So you're a little tired, huh?
Yeah, two nights in a row with no sleep, basically. Because, of course, two nights ago, the Cubs went to 13 innings to lose 6-5 to the San Francisco Gigantes to force a game four from last night. And so I went back down to Highland Park. My brother just wooed me back to the northern suburbs. He said I would have the greatest pig sickles in my mouth, ribs, that I've ever eaten. He knows I love ribs. And they were delicious. And my folks, this was their last night in from California visiting, so I got to have dinner with them. And then we started watching the Cubs game, and again, left in plenty of time to get a good night's sleep. And I had reconciled. I mean, it was just a tough game for the Cubs. They only had two hits. Matt Moore, the former Tampa Bay Ray pitcher who had played for Joe Maddon all those years in Tampa, was just pitching a gem of a ball game. And I reconciled, okay, well, we're coming back for game five, Friday at Wrigley. That's just how it's going to be. We're going to have to beat Johnny Cueto.
Yeah, it's looking that way.
And then it happened. That was the most runs scored in a deficit in a ninth inning postseason game in baseball history. Four runs in the top of the ninth. They took out Bruce Bochy, the future Hall of Fame San Francisco manager that's won three World Series, all in even number years, with the Giants in 10, 12, and 14. Took out Matt Moore. He had 120 pitches. And they brought in the Giants bullpen. The Giants had lost more saves. They had more blown saves, Tom, than any other team since they started keeping the statistic in 1969. They had 30 blown saves this year. And they blew another one, fortunately. And then Aroldis Chapman, who had blown the save the night before for the Cubs, came in and just absolutely devastated the San Francisco batters. And then, of course, I couldn't go to sleep. I was so excited. Everybody on social media sharing. Yeah. So I took a little nap.
Yeah. It's a tough life, isn't it?
It really is. but I feel like Tommy Lee Jones, I'm ready for a rest. They don't play again until Saturday. And now it's a 7-game series. They'll play the winner of game five of tomorrow night's game as the Dodgers stayed off elimination against the Washington Nationals at Chavez Ravine yesterday, 6-5 as well. And so it'll be the Dodgers, the Nationals, to play the Cubs that game tomorrow in Washington. And then the Cubs will play the winner starting at the friendly confines on Saturday. And it's a weekend, so that's good too, because if it's an intense game. But it's a 7-game series versus a 5. You can afford a clunker when you have a 7-game series.
Mm-hmm.
But in a 5-game series, it is tough, man. It is really tough. But a lot of excitement. I'm sure you're very happy for me.
Yeah, great. You know,
so enthusiastic.
It's still, you're not there yet.
No, I know.
You got a ways to go.
I know, TK. But it's the next step.
But they were expected to take these steps.
They were.
If they weren't going to, that would be the story.
That was true. You know, Joe Maddon is such a great leader. You can learn so much from him just listening to his post-game comments. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no question the guy knows baseball in and out, and he knows his people.
Right. He knows baseball, and he knows people in general. A lot of people think that he was the engine behind the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim's World Series. When he left after the Angels won the World Series, he was hired by the Tampa Bay, at the time, Devil Rays. Mm-hmm. Then they exercised the devil out of their name, and then they went to the World Series with Joe Maddon. But a lot of people think that Maddon was really the big difference maker as Mike Socha's bench coach in L.A. So he knows people, but he was honest. He said, I always wonder what these athletes and managers and coaches are thinking as a game is going on. And he, in the seventh and eighth inning, he admitted last night after the game that he was thinking, oh boy, we got to go back for game five at Wrigley, and we got to play against this guy Johnny Cueto. And they did not have a good record against Cueto at Wrigley Field, and we're very familiar with him because Cueto, he pitched for many, many years with the Cincinnati Reds, who are in the Cubs division in the National League Central. So he was nervous about it as the game was going on. And then Bruce Bochy made the decision to take out Matt Moore, and the rest is history. Did you watch much of that game?
No.
This kid, Javi Baez, Tom, he is really something special.
Yeah, I've seen him play.
The Cubs second baseman. He is defensively, he is absolutely incredible. He made a couple of plays in the San Francisco series that are really superhuman. And then he got the game-winning hit again last night. Quite a guy. Number 9 in your roster, number 1 in your heart of your Chicago Cubs fans. We will have more complete sports coverage coming up momentarily, including Bill Scott's report from Green Bay, the Title Town report. They're all up next on WRJN.
Experts are predicting another big harvest this year. But where are you going to put all that grain?